This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Europe, NATO, and the United States, the question remains open. It's not only about Ukraine, it's about the future. Since the beginning of the Russian war, NATO has grown significantly. Sweden and Finland joining, that broadens the front facing Russia into the future to include the Arctic. At the same time, there are doubts always voiced about will the U.S. stay as the leader of NATO? Will the U.S. stay as NATO? I note that the signs are not good, but then again, the Trump administration can spin quickly. This from the FT. European hopes of being included in the U.S.-led talks about Ukraine, about Crimea, about the war, were dashed on Wednesday of this week when U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio pulled out of a meeting in London with Ukrainian and European officials, and Trump special envoy Steve Witkoff opted to make his fourth visit to the mosque, to the Kremlin, raising the question entirely that Europe is being kept out of, locked out, or ignored in the Ukrainian matter, and whether this is a pointer to where we're going, which is that the U.S. will conduct bilateral agreements with everybody but will not bring Europe in. What does Europe think of this risk of losing U.S., losing NATO, because it wouldn't be NATO anymore? Is there an opinion emerging about what life will be like without the U.S.?
Well, not really. I mean, there's endless talk and speculation. But you know, Europeans have become so dependent on the U.S. over the past 70 and more years that, no, I mean, I don't think this is going very far, except in terms of European rearmament. But you see, I think also the Europeans are to a degree panicking unnecessarily, because the US negotiating with Moscow over their heads is something that's happened again and again and again and again in history. Now, you know, Ukraine, of course, is more dramatic and radically important, but it's not new. And of course, negotiating a peace deal in Ukraine without the Europeans, I'm sorry to say, makes a certain amount of sense, because the Europeans have not actually brought forward any positive or sensible ideas. All they've done is, and you know, I've been talking to Europeans about this, all they've done is repeated again and again that it's up to Ukraine to make peace. And Zelensky actually can't, I think. I mean, he can't bring forward proposals of his own, you know, because of domestic political pressures. So it's not actually that the Europeans have anything serious to offer in peace talks. But that's a completely different matter from the US pulling out of NATO completely. And I've always said, I mean, I think I'm right, I hope I am, that, you know, as long as the US wants to keep critically important US bases in Europe, Ramstein Air Force Base, Naples, for the fleet, the Mediterranean fleet, the US will be committed to the defense of NATO. What it won't be, I think, well, certainly not under Trump, is committed to the further expansion of NATO, or to, you know, back further deployments in NATO, close to Russia's borders. That will be left to the Europeans if they are willing to do so. But the US, you know, will become a kind of ultimate backstop of European security rather than, you know, the forward edge of it.
I note that the FT again, I'm keen on London's point of view because they don't have a dog in the partisan fight here, and they see this from the point of view of being Atlanticist, that old version of us that we were 6 months ago. Okay, right. They see that Russia securing what it wants in Crimea, Moldova's next, and they even mentioned the Baltics. Is that a genuine talk in the NATO that they believe that once Crimea goes, we're all at risk?
Yes, they're talking about that, but it's nonsense, frankly. You know, for anyone who knows the history of Ukraine and Crimea, well, people have said again and again that, you know, this is a particular obsession of Putin. It's a particular obsession of Russia for a whole set of, you know, pretty obvious, frankly, historical, ethnic, cultural, strategic reasons, which don't apply, you know, to Poland and the Baltic states at all. And of course, Poland and the Baltic states are in NATO. I mean, an attack on them would be horribly risky for Russia. In any case, look at the progress of the Russian army in Ukraine. What makes anyone think that they would want to, you know, fight another major war after how badly they've done in Ukraine? As far as Moldova is concerned, I mean, Russia is trying to hang on to the Russian-speaking bit of Moldova that broke away in, you know, as the Soviet Union collapsed in Transnistria. Russia wants to retain influence over Moldova, but it's never shown any desire to attack Moldova. What on earth would it gain from that? I mean, you know, poor old Moldova, it ain't much of a prize, to be honest. No, I mean, there's so much hysteria floating around now, which makes, you know, serious discussion much, much more difficult. Now, however, what this hysteria also obscures is this, that, you know, apparently there have been suggestions from Ukraine.
We have 30 seconds, Anatol.
Look, if Ukraine and Moldova attack Transnistria, then yes, there will be a war there. If Estonia sends troops to Ukraine, then Estonia will be in danger. But, you know, if they don't, then in my view, they're actually safe enough.
Anatol Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Crimea is the presenting issue, but the future of NATO is a dominant story.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.